And then if meat is left out too long, then it isn't...
spoiled.
Yeah. And this is something, when you slaughter the hog, you boil the head of the hog and take that meat off.
Sash meat.
Okay. Now, what was that like?
Well, it was very highly spiced with vinegar and so on,
mm-hmm.
and tasted sort of like some of your sandwich meats. It's got olives and pickles in it.
Mm-hmm. And it was called what?
Sass meat.
Okay. And then did you... Now, was that the same thing as hoghead cheese, or was it different?
It was different. I don't know. I never did hear of hoghead cheese.
Okay. And then did you ever make anything with the liver?
Yes, we made liverwurst and liver paste and then fried the liver.
What's liver paste?
I don't remember. It's ground up sort of like sausage and fried.
I see. And then the liverwurst was actually a sausage, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Was that packed in a casing?
I believe they put it in a cloth bag.
I see. Do you remember anything ever made, anything called liver pudding?
No, we never made it.
Okay, or anything ever made with blood?
We never used blood.
And anything ever where you've used cornmeal and put it in the juice from liver sausage or something and then fry it?
No, but I've heard of that. We never did.
I was thinking of either Scrapple or Pawnhoss or Cripple. And if butter is allowed left out too long, it...
tainted.
Okay, and that, okay, that's just fine. And then if it's, how about milk that's,
Well, the same thing, same word, tainted or spoiled.
What would you say about
clabbered?
Milk? Yeah, right before it's clabbers, you know, it goes to clabber. Right before that, they might say the milk is...
No, no.
They ever use the word blinky?
Yeah. Milk is blinky.
Now that's just when it's getting started. And how about, do you have another name for skim milk?
No, I don't.
Did you ever hear the expression Blue John?
Yes, that's after the skim milk is skimmed.
Okay, now that, and that will be called?
Blue John.
Now, the Blue John is after the
skimming has been taken off.
The rich stuff is
yeah.
off, but I see. And then, the kind of cheese they make from that clabber's milk.
Cottage cheese.
And a pie made in a deep dish.
Little pie and big pie. And
yeah, that's just what I... Okay. Well, I was thinking something like if your mother made a... put a pastry down and then put apples over it and then put another layer on top of it and then maybe another layer and kind of built it up that
way. I called it a big pie.
That was called a big pie?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called Zonker or Sonker or anything like
no.
that?
No, we've not got enough German in us to call it.
Okay, I heard that up in around Johnson City, north of there. But that
must have been some Dutch or something.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get that over if I went over around Perrysville.
Yeah.
And then a sweet liquid served with a pudding.
Dressing. Sauce.
Yeah. Now how would that, are those two different things, dressing and sauce?
Well, it may be a little different.
You know how to spell all those things?
It's A-U-C-E, sauce.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
You talking about meat?
No.
No, he's talking about sauce. Now you meant
oh,
sauce.
I heard the word sauce. That's what I wanted to know if you knew how to spell.
What's called a big pie?